Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Madison Williams joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. So I first heard about this story through Barrett's old school, the Warren Prescott in Charlestown, Kennedy. So his former teacher, Miss Cameron, who Barrett loves, reached out to Lana, and then Lana shared it with me. And I thought this is just exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about, a community coming around someone to help them out. So Madison, welcome to the Good Vibe Tribe. Tell us about this 9-year-old boy, Pila, and where he is now and what he's been through.
Appreciate you guys reaching out today to talk about Pila. He is a 9-year-old boy who suffered life-threatening burns back in his home country in Africa 3 years ago. My sister Grace and I met Pila and Vikile, his caregiver. He was receiving treatment from Shriners Hospital, and we met him a very serendipitous moment in the alleyway outside of our apartment and got to know him and Shaquille and a little bit more about their story. And it was pretty evident right away that, first of all, we were so thankful that Shriners was caring for him, but also that there was such a need beyond what the hospital was able to provide to allow them to have a life here in Boston while he was undergoing treatment. So we took it upon ourselves a few years ago to start fundraising to help for grocery costs and to help them be established here in the United States. And we had an amazing success from family and friends who wanted to contribute. But then over the last few months, with his experience in the classroom at Warren Prescott, the community has just taken him and Fikile under their wing. And Charlestown has just been such an amazing community. So we decided it was time to ramp up fundraising again. Shriners Hospital had them in an apartment in the North End and graciously covered that expense until this coming summer. So we wanted to make sure there was no gap in housing for them. And so that's why we decided to begin fundraising again.
Pila's been through a lot of surgeries. I want people to understand, how many surgeries do you think he's had at this point to repair those burns?
Pila has probably undergone at a minimum 50 surgeries at this point.
Wow.
Some more intense than others, but since he arrived in February of 2022, one of the surgeons, Dr. Driscoll at Shriners Hospital, has been his main doctor, and he's just been incredible. And he probably was having 2 or 3 surgeries a week in the beginning, and that's tapered down slightly, and now the surgeries are more specific. They've basically reconstructed his face and have been able to use donor sites from his body to recreate hair growth and, you know, created a nose for him. And the work that they've done at Shriners is just truly amazing.
And Madison, how is Pila's like mindset and disposition? Because if I'm being completely honest with myself, I don't know how I would cope with an injury of this magnitude at 35, and he's doing it at 9 years old.
Because kids are better than us, full stop.
Mm-hmm. Truly, truly. I mean, Pila is an extraordinary young man. I call him a young man because he truly is. He's got a heart of gold, and his entire mindset through all of this has been thankfulness and gratefulness for the people that are caring for him. And he's got this zest for life that is really just incredible and affects everyone around him. I don't think he could be doing it without Fakile, his caretaker, who, by the way, came over here just to translate for a few weeks and turned into his full-time caregiver and now mom. So that's a huge integral piece of the story that without her, she's literally an angel. Without her, I don't think he'd be in the position he's in.
I saw him yesterday near my house with a couple of students from the WP. I think they were all going to the playground or play. He was just a happy young kid. But obviously, you could see he had been through all these surgeries and all that. But they were just out having fun with him. And he was leading as normal a life as you could lead.
Because kids are better than us, like I said.
Yeah. Okay, so we want people to help out. We want people to donate. What you can do is you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. So again, if you want the link and find out how you can help, 617-655-1234. Madison, you for helping put all this together. You are all now officially a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! So awesome. Thanks for having me today, and I am just honored to speak on their behalf. They are incredible, Pila and Fakile, and Miss Cameron has been the most amazing teacher.
Well, thank you for sharing the story this morning, Madison. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Well, some updates on Val Kilmer's passing. According to TMZ, he had been very frail in the last years, really, before his death, that his health has deteriorated, that he had been bedridden for probably a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lack of energy related to his cancer treatment, so he was bound. He was cancer-free, but his body just kind of started to shut down, as sometimes happens. But they knew sort of it was coming, so they were able to gather the family, which is a wonderful thing to be able to do, to have those moments. And an interesting story has come out regarding Kurt Russell, who, of course, played with him in Tombstone.
Mm-hmm. Wyatt Earp, baby.
Kurt did an interview last year about Val, and he revealed that they exchanged gifts after the film wrapped that were kind of dark, but in retrospect, rather interesting, like kind of heartwarming. Kurt gave Val a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
So there really is a Boot Hill Tombstone.
Right.
I've been there many times. It looks like you exactly like you think it would. And Val gave Kurt a plot of land overlooking the cemetery.
I love their sense of humor.
And Kurt
That's
said,
fantastic.
Doc Holliday was all about death, but why it's all about life, I guess that pretty much says it all.
Mm-hmm. What a fantastic gift they knew each other.
I mean.
And that just shows you what their friendship was. That's great.
So I have a Kelly Clarkson update, sort of, kind of. You know, she took an unexplained hiatus from her talk show. We had talked about that a bit. She did not release the why. There were some sources saying that it was no cause for alarm, that it was a personal matter. She really never addressed it when she came back. But multiple sources are now claiming that Kelly wants out of her contract when it ends next year. She wants to spend some more time with her kids. Her kids are 8 and 10, which, you know, I imagine are, you know, a time when you want to be around them. They're growing, they're changing, they're whatever. And I think that she wants to kind of live where they live and be with them where they are and maybe move back south, back towards family or something like that. Maybe back in Montana. I'm not sure if she's ever going to go back there or not. But sources say Kelly's number one priority are her children. The show is grueling. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to spend more time at home.
You know, what's a shame about this, though, is, you know, all of the work that she has put in now, she is getting to a point where she is the premier host on television. I mean, her show gets all of the viewers. It gets all of the social media.
I think people just
clicks.
Love her. She's so real.
Right.
You know, but I think that, you know, at the end of the day, if your family is what's important to you and you don't get those years back. And I think she's probably got enough money to be just fine.
If I were a network executive, I would back up the money truck and make anything possible for her. If we have to have a private jet that flies you back to wherever, you know, every 3 days, we'll pay for it.
Maybe she doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, maybe not.
On a jet every 3 days to see her kids.
She just wants
to be with her kids.
Yeah, I think sometimes at the end of the day, it's just not about money, and you can back up a truck as big as you want. It doesn't fulfill your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Good on her for prioritizing what's important to her.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll see what happens with her next. And I don't know if you know that Ellen Pompeo appeared in Taylor Swift's Bad Blood video. Many, many, many years ago. But they've been friends ever since. And yesterday, Ellen was on the Jennifer Hudson show talking about Taylor's generosity. So at the time, Ellen and her husband volunteered a lot for the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. She explained there's an underfunded program where music is made for babies in the NICU using the voices of their parents. And she said, I asked Taylor, could you just write me a big old check for Children's? Like, could you?
Right.
20 minutes later. She said it was the biggest check I've ever seen. She did it without even blinking.
And that program was underfunded no more.
You know, I don't know how people hate her.
There are still babies being sung to in the NICU because of Taylor Swift.
And will be till the end of time.
Right.
So,
wow.
You know, that's just the goodness right there. And that's all I got.
But they
for
show
today,
her
guys.
Too much on football games, Kennedy, and I can't stand it.
Yeah, that whole 30 seconds makes me mad.
She's too successful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm. How dare she?
I mean... That song slaps, by the way.
And I like Kendrick Lamar's verse on this, too.
Yeah?
That's what I got, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Chris from Hull.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Chris, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, Chris. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Carrie Underwood revealed her three favorite movies on Idol this week, and people were shocked to find out that she's into horror movies. Her top three were Halloween, A Nightmare on Elm Street, and Alien. Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Mike Myers.
Alec Baldwin turning 67 today. What is the name of the reality TV show on TLC that he and his family star in?
Rusty Nail.
Question number three. Fox has ordered four more seasons each of The Simpsons, Family Guy, and Bob's Burgers. Which one of those shows takes place in New England?
I think it's The Simpsons because it's Springfield.
Question number four. Dolly Parton is teaming up with Khloe Kardashian's label, Good American, for a brand new pair of jeans, and they're called Jolene's.
Get it?
Yeah.
Finish the lyric from Jolene. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes blank.
So blue.
And question number five, Elijah Wood said his Lord of the Rings money wasn't enough to put him on Easy Street because they filmed all three movies at the same time, so there was no opportunity to renegotiate salaries based on the performance at the box office.
The studio robbed that young man.
Yeah, they did. That was well played by them.
Yeah, they did.
Where was the Lord of the Rings trilogy filmed? They even still do tours of the sets in that country.
New Zealand, and I'd love to go and see it.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Chris, I understand you're on your way to pick up students to take them to school. Do you drive a bus, or are you just a really good
parent?
I sure
am. It's a minivan.
Oh, very cool. All right. Do they listen to Mix in the minivan?
Oh, love it. It's on every morning.
There we go.
You guys are great.
That's a bonus point.
You're raising the youth correctly, Chris, and we appreciate you.
You betcha.
Chris got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done, Frank.
Plus a bonus point. I'm giving him 3.
It's not how that works.
We're going to allow it today.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood revealed her 3 favorite movies on Idol this past week, and it surprised people to find out that she was into horror movies. Her top 3 are Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Alien. Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Halloween is Michael Myers.
Chases
his sister around for 40 years.
Never gets old, right, Dan? Alec Baldwin, 67 today. What is the name of the reality TV show on TLC he and his family star in?
The Baldwins?
It is called The Baldwins. 2-1. Question number 3. Fox has ordered 4 more seasons each of The Simpsons, Family Guy, and Bob's Burgers. Which one of those shows takes place in New England?
Family Guy.
Family Guy set in Rhode Island. We don't think Springfield for The Simpsons is Massachusetts.
No, they pick Springfield because there's a Springfield in like every state.
Yeah, they've never really.
Oh, okay, yeah.
3-1, question number 4. Dolly Parton is teaming up with Khloe Kardashian's label Good American for a brand new pair of jeans. They're called Jolene's.
Oh, so good.
Finish the lyric from Jolene. Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair. With ivory skin and eyes blank.
Emerald green? Eyes of emerald green?
How good looking is Jolene that she's stealing men from Dolly Parton?
Well, that's the whole thing.
4-1, question number 5. Elijah Wood says his Lord of the Rings money wasn't enough to put him on Easy Street because they filmed all 3 movies at the same time, so there was no opportunity to renegotiate salaries based on the performance in the box office. Where was the Lord of the Rings trilogy filmed? They even still do tours of the sets in that country.
New Zealand.
New Zealand is correct. There you go. Ooh. 5-2 + 1, 5-3 is the final score.
I like that math. 5-2 + 1.
I do too.
I tried to help, Chris. I tried to help. You don't get the cash.
I appreciate that.
But you're not walking away empty-handed. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to see Shucked April 8th playing at the Citizens Opera House. Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical. Sure to satisfy your appetite for great musicals. You can visit...
That's awesome.
It is awesome. BroadwayandBoston.com to buy tickets. You're going for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Quincy's still number one. Kennedy, this is Chris from Hall, and I can't beat you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Townie Madness is our attempt to find Boston's best accent, Kennedy.
Yeah.
No R's to be seen, 16. Down to the accent today. Down to the frickin' floor. Down to the Townie 2. Which we are getting ready to announce. Now, before we make that announcement, I saw a trophy.
Yes, I had a trophy created, you know, so whoever is our wicked winner gets to put that trophy wherever they like.
The Townie Trophy.
It is beautiful, Kennedy.
It could not be more Boston-y, I think.
And before we announce the Townie 2, we thought we might take a listen back to remember Townie Madness.
Found the pasta. I said, excuse me, pasta, where's the potty?
Will you remember me?
And he goes, right behind you. And I said, no.
Don't let your life pass you by.
He goes, you're looking for the party, right? I'm like, no, the potty. The celebration, not the bathroom.
I don't pronounce my Oz, and then I add Oz to where I'm not supposed to.
You don't think you have a Boston accent until you watch the news, and you're like, these people are illiterate.
Standing on the edge of something.
It's bar, it's party, it's beer, it's Riviera, it's Worcester, it's ma, not mother.
All meat, nothing lean. I'm black and gold. I'm Celtic green.
Hey, Carson, it's Mark.
Okay.
Where are you?
I will remember you.
You said to meet you at the bar. It's been over an hour.
Will you remember me?
I'm starving. I want lobster, and I'm not waiting forever.
Hey, it's Beep Dennis. I grew up in Charlestown, right off of Bunker Hill Street.
God's country.
Right where Carson is from, but of course I don't have nearly as many Townies hoodies as that carpetbagger has.
I used to love cars too much.
Oh, okay. All right. Gambling man?
No, Car.
C-A-R.
Vroom, vroom, bud. You gotta keep up, man.
And I'm like, there's no way I'm sending my kid to school with snarls in their hair. You can't go to school with snarly hair. You gotta brush your hair. And my kids are like, Ma, nobody knows what a snarl is. And I'm like, what do you mean nobody knows what a snarl is? Snarls are when you don't brush your hair and you get the little knots in your hair. So you gotta brush all the snarls out. There was a
dark. My biggest thing, pet peeve, is everyone says, Johnny, say blueberry pie. I go, why do I gotta say blueberry pie? They make fun of him with the big B sound for Boston. I don't get it.
The farthest I'm moving is Charleston. I also want to apologize for calling Charlestown Charleston.
They don't talk like me. They don't know where I got it from. I say I got a different father than the rest of them.
I can't wait till summer where I can go to Marshfield and lay on the beach all day.
Sausages here.
Brought a tear to my eye, Kennedy.
It's a fun couple of weeks we've had.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
I should say.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness, and here are your Townie 2.
There was a lot of votes, Kennedy.
A lot of votes. And it was close.
So the frickin' four was David versus Michelle. And it was Donnie versus Dave. Kennedy, would you like to do the honors?
Nope.
All right. Dan, would you like to do the honors?
Sure.
You have them in front of you?
Yes.
All right.
And now, kid, for your Townie 2. On the left side of the bracket, we got David from Dorchester.
Hey.
And on the right side, he will be competing against Donnie from Boston.
Sausages here.
8 inches of pure Italian love with pepper and onions.
Go.
Okay, you got to vote right now. Go to mix1041.com to vote for Townie Madness. It is David from Dorchester. It is Donnie from Boston. As we attempt to find Boston's best accent, vote right now at mix1041.com, and we will announce our wicked winner on Monday
for
Townie Madness.
Yep.
So starting right now, mix1041.com, vote early, vote often, go to different computers, use your phones, call your friends, call your family, because that trophy's big, and it's going to be well worth it.
And there can only be one.
There can only be one. Will it be David from Dorchester? Will it be Donnie from Boston? Again, you can vote at mix1041.com. So congratulations to them. And to everybody that was a part of Townie Madness.
Yeah, we're so pleased you played our silly game. It was so much fun.
It was so much fun to meet everybody.
It really was.
A cast of characters.
I mean.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. Nice 3-0 win yesterday for the Red Sox, Kennedy. It was a glorious game. It started at 6:30. It was a little over 2 hours long.
Big dub for the boys.
The pitcher pitched all the way into the eighth inning, which never happens anymore.
It's nice to see it when they can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's our new ace.
Devers got two hits. It was a glorious day. It was a glorious day. And this weekend, they're back in town for the home opener weekend. We got a Friday, Saturday, Sunday situation. We have a pair of tickets right now for Sunday evening, which is probably going to be on ESPN or Sunday Night Baseball, wherever that is, I have to imagine. If it's a Sunday night game, it's a pretty big game with St. Louis and the Red Sox. We're going to be down there on Friday. If you want to come by and see us, we're going to be at the Bleacher Bar starting at 11:30 until 1:30. Come by, say hello, hang out. If you've never been to the Bleacher Bar, most of you know where it is, but it is legit right under the bleachers of the Green Monster. And so when you go into the Bleacher Bar, go to the back part, and it opens up to center field. Which is just crazy. There's not many places in the world.
Very few.
Where you can sit in center field of the ballpark and just
without a ticket.
We just sit there and look into center field. So again, we'll be at least
during back to back batting practice.
Yeah, sure. So we will be there again on Friday at 11:30 to 1:30 at Bleacher Bar. We tried this yesterday on the show, and it was an absolute failure. And so we're going to.
I enjoyed it.
It stressed Kennedy out.
Massive anxiety.
Yes. So we're going to try it again this morning because that's what we do around here. Kennedy, take a listen to this one on the organ.
Bad Romance, Lady Gaga.
Yes, that is correct. Linda's from Wilmington. Hey, Linda.
Good morning.
We got three of these songs on the organ that Dan has brought for us. You get all three right, you're going to the game on Sunday, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for the first one?
I hope so.
All right, here we go. Take a listen. I feel like I'm at the ballpark right now.
Yep.
All right, Linda, give me the title of that song.
Is it Havana? Is that what it's called?
Oh, no.
Done!
Okay, good start. Good start. All right.
33% of the way to Red Sox tickets.
One down, two to go. Take a listen to this one on the organ. I can hear the crowd. Give me the title of that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that Wrecking Ball?
Look at you. I came
in like yes. All right.
All right.
All right. Two down, Linda. When's the last time you were at a Red Sox game?
Oh man, I don't remember.
Oh well, let's switch that up.
I think the last time I was at Fenway was for the Shrek event. Did I think like last year or the year before?
Oh yeah, for the movies they do there over the summer or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, here we go. This is the last one. You get this one right, you win the tickets. If you get it wrong, you're out.
No strike three, just strike one here.
Give me the title of that song.
I can't.
Oh, come
on. Oh, no.
You guys, I can't do this.
No. Unfortunately, we cannot take you out to the ball game.
Oh, Linda.
Linda, you needed to listen.
Amy is from Brookline, New Hampshire. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Wow, she rocked it.
She did.
I feel so bad. And
Okay.
That third one, though. I know I get to hear it again, but, man, I got to be ready. Okay.
Okay, what was the first one, by the way?
Havana.
Okay, that is correct. What was the second one?
Wrecking Ball.
Okay, you got that one. Now, here is the third one. You got to get this one. Are you ready?
I do. My heart's a beating. I'm trying. Okay.
All right, Amy from Brookline, New Hampshire. Give me the title of that song, please.
Linda did so well. I did not. I couldn't hear it. I just can't hear it in that one. Thank you, though, for the chance.
All right. Wow, she was so kind about losing. Alicia from Plymouth, that is your good fortune. Good morning.
Their loss is your gain.
Alicia, are you there?
I am.
Okay. What was the first one?
First one was Havana.
Yeah. Second one?
Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, that is correct. Okay, now you got to get this third one. I'm going to play it one more time. Take a listen. Hot dogs, yeah. I can hear it. It's like being there, Dan. Alicia, give me the title of that song, please.
Oh, I don't know it. That's a hard one.
Oh, man. This is Kennedy so stressed. You all right over there, Kennedy?
No.
That's three out. We'd be out of the inning right now if this was baseball.
Megan is from Sutton. Good morning, Megan.
Hello.
All right.
Megan, be our cleanup hitter.
Yeah. What was the first one?
Okay. Havana.
Yeah. What was the second one?
Wrecking Ball.
Yes, that is correct. Do I need to play the last one or do you know it?
I don't know it yet.
All right, one more time.
Oh, fireworks.
All right! Yes, there it is.
Yes. Thank you, Brett.
Oh, Thank you to the Fenway Park organist for playing all that for us.
Yes. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Megan,
I'm going to have to play that for my students today.
Oh, very nice. Now, where do you teach?
I teach in Westboro.
Okay, cool deal. What ages are the kids that you teach?
Second grade.
Oh. They still like their teachers at that age.
Yeah, they're so cute.
So you got a pair of tickets to go Sunday night to see the Red Sox take on the St. Louis Cardinals. You enjoy the game this weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Hang on just a second. And again, don't forget, Friday, 11:30 to 1:30, we're going to be at the Bleacher Bar. Come by and we can listen to organ songs together.
Carson and Kennedy. I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
On Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to, is it Dara or Dara?
Dara.
Dara from Newton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also in the car, three boys, Zach, Eli, and Alex.
Oh, may the odds be ever in your favor.
Doing my best over here.
All right, well, you can Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
A symphony of please leave the studio. Mm-hmm.
So Kennedy is leaving the studio. She's not going to be able to hear anything that is happening on the air. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 6,029 wins, only 439 losses. We get one more loss here. We get a redemption week. Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Dara?
We're ready.
Ellen Pompeo says she asked Taylor Swift to write a big check for Children's Hospital Los Angeles when they met to film her Bad Blood video. Taylor happily obliged without blinking an eye. Which show is Ellen Pompeo known for?
Grey's Anatomy.
Kelly Clarkson allegedly wants to leave her talk show next year after her contract with NBC expires to spend more time with her kids. Whose time slot did Kelly take over after another long-running show ended in 2022 amid toxic work environment rumors?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Adam Scott, 52 today. He plays Mark Scout on Severance, Ben Wyatt on Parks and Rec, and Will Ferrell's younger brother Derek in this movie. Take a listen.
$1,200 a week for voice lessons, and this is what I get? Okay, I'm going to save it with the solo.
Bow, bow, I'm Derek, and I can sing high like this. And I can sing high.
Jesus!
Jesus!
Name the movie.
I have no idea. Anchorman.
Question number four. The Weeknd has tied Mariah Carey and Prince for the most consecutive years with at least one song in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The record is 12 years. The Weeknd has two songs with Daft Punk on the list. Can you name one of them?
Blinding Lights.
Question number five. Comedian and local good guy Bill Burr is going to be on Seth Meyers tonight. He's currently starring on Broadway with Kieran Culkin and Bob Odenkirk. What show are they in?
I don't know that one. The Outsiders.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Now, how old are Zach, Eli, and Alex?
So Zach is 15, Eli's 13, and Alex is 11.
All right. Zach, what's your sport?
I do rowing and wrestling.
Rowing. That takes a whole other level of physicalness. Eli, how about you? What are you into?
Mostly soccer.
Soccer.
But I do a little bit.
And Alex?
Soccer.
Soccer. All right. A lot of smelly socks in that house, Kennedy.
Yeah, it's a lot of laundry.
Bless your heart.
Leave your shoes in the garage, boys. They got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, friends.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ellen Pompeo says she asked Taylor Swift to write a big check for Children's Hospital Los Angeles when they met to film Bad Blood, the video, and Taylor happily obliged without blinking an eye. Which show is Ellen Pompeo known for?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, tied at 1. Kelly Clarkson allegedly wants to leave her talk show next year after her contract with NBC expires. Whose time slot did Kelly take over after another long-running show ended in 2022 amid toxic work environment rumors?
Ellen.
Tied at 2. Adam Scott, 52 today. He plays Mark Scout on Severance, Ben Wyatt on Parks and Rec, and Will Ferrell's younger brother Derek in this movie. Take a listen and then name the movie.
$1,200 a week for voice lessons, and this is what I get? Okay, I'm going to save it with the solo.
Bow, bow, I'm Derek, and I can sing high like this. And I can sing high.
Jesus!
Is it Step Brothers?
It is Step Brothers.
Sure is.
Yes. Zach, Eli, and Alex, you have a mission for this weekend. Watch Step Brothers, okay?
If your mom allows you. They say some stuff.
Yeah.
Question number four is 3-2. The Weeknd has tied Mariah Carey and Prince for the most consecutive years with at least one song in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The record is 12 years. The Weeknd has two songs with Daft Punk on that list. Can you name one of them?
Blinding Lights?
Mm. I feel it coming in Starboy, Kennedy. 3-2. Question number five. Comedian and local good guy Bill Burr is going to be on Seth Meyers tonight. He's currently starring on Broadway with Kieran Culkin and Bob Odenkirk. Which show are they in?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
That is correct. Are you going to go see that one?
Mike's.
Oh, I bet those tickets are not cheap.
Well, there's a lot happening there right now. George Clooney is doing Good Night and Good Luck. Right.
Denzel and Jake Gyllenhaal, Othello.
Mm-hmm. It's only one kidney you got to give up, Kennedy. It's fine.
I may or may not be going next week. It's all good.
You can't take it with you, Kennedy.
The question is, how much more money do I want to spend?
Do you want to be comfortable in retirement, or do you want to live in a box with memories?
What's retirement? I will be working until the day I die.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but you're not walking away empty-handed. You did win yourself a pair of tickets to see Shucked April 8th playing at the Citizens Opera House. Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical. Sure, to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater, buy tickets at BroadwayandBoston.com, but you're going for free. Oh, whoops, wrong. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Dara, Zach, Eli, and Alex from Newton, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, what are we calling this? Uber Roulette?
Uber Roulette.
Okay, grab your Uber app, click on account, and then click on settings, click on privacy, and you can see a summary there. And it will tell you everything from how long you've been on Uber. It'll tell you how many trips you've taken, how many Uber green trips you've taken, your rider rating, and how many times you've ordered Uber Eats.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about how many times I've ordered Uber Eats.
Mm-mm.
And then you can click on View My Rating, and it shows all of your 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, and 1-star reviews from the drivers about you. 617-655-1234. Who do you think has the most 1-star reviews on this show? Is it Kennedy? Is it me? Is it producer Dan? If you've been listening to the show for a minute, I think you all know us pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start first with Max. He is 13, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
He is from Whitman. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Okay, so who do you think has the most 1-star reviews on the Uber app? Is it me or Kennedy or producer Dan?
I think it's producer Dan.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Because I think Kennedy is too nice, and I think that, what is it, you take Uber, or Dan takes Uber the most.
Mm, okay.
Max, I'm a nice guy. I'm a very nice guy.
Yeah, I know.
So you don't have any reason? You just think he's not a nice guy?
Well, just not as nice as Kennedy, which is fair, actually.
Yes. No, I just think you take Uber the most, and I think Kennedy's too nice, and I just think it's Dan.
Okay. All right, Max.
Well, thank you, buddy.
We'll reveal it in just a minute, okay?
Max, I feel like you're not alone.
Let's see. Good morning, Nick from Weymouth.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good. So who do you think of the three of us has the most 1-star reviews on Uber?
Well, I was doing my thought process. Kennedy, I feel like, doesn't take any lip, but she's also sensitive and nice. And Carson, you got kids. They might be a little stinky in the car. They might Uber front for your app, but, you know, people are sensitive to kids. So I'm going to go with Dan because he's a little frugal with the winnings on this on the games on here. I don't think he tips very well either. So,
would you just call me cheap?
1-star.
He definitely just called you cheap.
Nick, I tip 20% everywhere I go. I'm a man of the people.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that.
Well, now you do.
I'm just going up by here on the air.
Okay.
My character is being assassinated
because of this segment.
Oh, I love this. All right, we're going to reveal it in just a moment, okay, Nick? Hang on.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, bye. All right, who do we have here?
This is Gaia.
Oh, hey, good morning, Gaia.
How are you?
We're doing great. So who do you think has the most 1-star reviews on the Uber app?
Well, honestly, I can't imagine any of you having a 1-star review.
Oh, we do.
But if I had to guess,
yeah.
If I had to guess, I would think it would be you, Carson, because you probably did something at some point.
Let's go, not me.
I just did something at some point.
You got Carson level petty. Right.
At least I'm not cheap, Dan.
Lies and slander.
Oh,
all right, we're going to reveal it in just a moment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. Well, I'm noticing a theme, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Of everybody that's calling in and texting in.
Yeah.
About who they think has the most 1-star reviews. So I joined the Uber app back in 2012, and I think he joined right after me. So I've been on there 4,561 days. I think you're on there just about the same amount of time.
4,555.
Yep. And I've taken 413 trips. How many trips have you taken?
500. It's wild to me. I feel like I use it so much more than you. I use it 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Did your family share yours?
No, not at all.
That is
no.
Wild.
Yeah, it's just.
But yeah, it's 500.
I guess I use it a little bit more than we think. Mm. Producer Dan, how long you been on the Uber app?
3,300 days.
3,300. All right, so you're the rookie in the family. Mm-hmm. And how many trips have you taken?
Like 150.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what is your rating, Producer Dan? Your overall rating?
My overall rating is 4.94.
Wow, Dan. That is fantastic.
I know, and I had this when I was in my younger years, and boy, were we getting in some Ubers banged up.
4.94 for Dan is your overall rating. Kennedy, what is your overall rating?
4.92.
Oh, I was not expecting that. I thought you were going to be a 5.0.
So did I.
And mine is a 4.83.
Oh!
So I had the lowest rating of the three of us.
Yep.
Does that mean I have the most one-star reviews? Producer Dan, how many one-star reviews do you have on the Uber app?
I have one one-star review.
Wow. Okay.
I heard all you guys voting in your heads out there. What's up?
Kennedy, how many one-star reviews do you have?
I have four.
Four?
Which I do not understand.
Okay.
I'm a kind and decent human.
You're a real menace to society.
So all I can say is that these were times when I was getting yelled at in the back seat by an evil ex-boyfriend and they didn't like it. I don't know.
Well,
you're projecting your one stars on other people?
I certainly am.
Dan with one-star review on the Uber app. Kennedy with four.
But Carson with the lowest rating.
And I have a 4.83 rating. And I have two one-star reviews.
Kennedy's the bad seed.
Just wild.
Congratulations,
just
Kennedy.
Just wild.
Never in a million years.
No, me neither.
Speech.
Is there anything you would like to say or maybe apologize to the Uber drivers of America, Kennedy?
No, I think I'm very kind to my Uber drivers. When I get out, I always say 5 stars for you. I always give 5 stars. I tip afterwards. I don't know what their problem was, and there's no way to find out why. So in any event, I shall move forward, continuing to try and be kind to my drivers. Sorry for whatever it is that I did to hurt you.
The apology tour starts now.
Yeah, right.
Can we talk about how many times we've all ordered Uber Eats, Kennedy?
Absolutely not.
No. We're not doing that segment.
Yeah, some of us don't have someone at home to cook for us. Yeah.
Some of us get sad sometimes and don't go to the grocery store.
Some of us don't leave our house for the entire weekend.
Yeah.
If it rains, we never go anywhere. So
it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Brenda from Medway.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Same here.
All right, kick Kennedy out, please.
Okay, good luck.
Make sure.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Kennedy. Brenda, make sure your radio's turned all the way down for us, okay?
Okay,
because we're on a delay. Just in case Kennedy drops the F-bomb occasionally.
She's real squirrely. We've got to look out for her.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Here we go. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco's album, I Said I Love You First, debuted in the number one spot on the Billboard's top album sales chart. Before Selena was with Benny, she had an on-again, off-again relationship for nearly 8 years with who?
Oh, I should know this. My daughter was in love with them. I don't know.
All right. Question number two. Lauren Graham says she dated some of the guys her Gilmore Girls character Lorelai hooked up with.
Really committed to the role.
Who played Lorelai's best friend, Sookie St. James?
Oh, I'm not good at this. Oh, boy.
Did somebody call in for a gift card?
Yes.
All right, question number three. Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell exchanged gifts after filming Tombstone. Kurt bought Val a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, and Val bought Kurt a plot of land overlooking the cemetery. Tombstone is a real place in which state?
Arizona.
We're on the board. Question number four. Morgan Wallen just appeared with a comedian by the name of Theo Vaughn, and they got into a funny conversation about bars. Morgan said, I ain't been in a bar since the last time I was in a bar, and everybody knows about that. What incident is he referring to?
Oh, everybody except me.
Question number
five. I think he said that on the podcast. He's like, everyone but Brandon knows what I'm talking about.
Colby Smulders turns 43 today. She played Robin on How I Met Your Mother. On the show, Robin had an early career as a Canadian teen pop star. What was her stage name?
Oh, I need to brush up on my pop culture.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Sorry, I heard the gift card.
Kennedy!
It is all good. It is all good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Brenda from Medway, who is a travel agent. You still booking a lot of stuff as a travel agent? I feel like with the internet, it's been pretty tough on the travel agency business.
No, people are going everywhere, so they need help.
I use them all the time.
All right. How do people get in touch with you, Brenda, if they want to use you to book travel?
They can call my email is Brenda Wenzel, Brenda's Travel at BrendasTravel360@gmail.com.
Right. We got there. BrendasTravel360, Kennedy.
Got it.
@gmail.com.
That's it.
All right. These are tough, Kennedy. Brenda got 1 out of 5.
Ouch.
Question number one. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco's album, I Said I Love You First, debuted at number one on the Billboard Top Album Sales Chart. Before Selena was with Benny, she had an on-again, off-again relationship for nearly 8 years with who?
Justin Bieber.
It was the Biebs, 1-0.
Oh, I knew that.
Lauren Graham says she dated some of the guys her Gilmore Girls character Lorelai dated. Who played Lorelai's best friend, Sookie St. James?
Melissa McCarthy.
2-0. Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell exchanged gifts after filming Tombstone. Kurt bought Val a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, and Val bought Kurt a plot of land overlooking the cemetery. Tombstone is a real place in which state?
Arizona.
3-1. Morgan Wallen just appeared on a podcast with comedian Theo Vaughn, and they got into a funny conversation about bars. Morgan said, I ain't been at a bar since the last time I was in a bar, and everybody knows about that.
Sure, man.
What incident is he referring to?
Throwing a chair off a bar in Nashville, hitting some cops.
6 stories up, by the way.
Are you insinuating that Morgan Wallen is being less than truthful about his bar-going tendencies?
I am.
4-1, question number five. Colby Smulders turns 43 today. She played Robin on How I Met Your Mother. On the show, Robin had an early career as a Canadian teen pop star. What was her name?
Oh, something sparkles. Tina Sparkles?
Robin.
Robin Sparkles. Robin Sparkles.
Do you remember what her big hit was called?
No.
Let's Go to the Mall.
Let's Go to the Mall. Right. Oh, my God. So good.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Brenda, I'm sorry you don't get the cash.
That's okay. Thank you.
No, anytime you want to play again, we love your pop culture knowledge. You did win yourself a $100 gift card courtesy of Owns, the Never Ever Mets, Friday nights. Owen is on fire. Excuse me. It's a new season of the Never Ever Mets starting April 4th at 8 on Owen. Set your DVR now. And you've got that $100 gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, you're my hero. You're awesome. You did a great job.
You did too.
Thank
Brenda,
you.
We went over this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hi to Joe from Franklin.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Joe?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Joe. You get more of them right than Kennedy. Do you know what you win this morning?
$1,000.
$1,000 is right.
It's a lot of clams, Joe.
Kennedy's left the studio. Yep. She's in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Just remember, if you tie, unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win and you don't get the money. Are you ready, Joe?
Yes, sir.
When MGK called his new baby his celestial seed, people thought that was her name. It's not. MGK says his wife will reveal her name when she's ready. Who is his wife?
I forget.
All right, question number two. Which female artist released the album Lover in 2019?
Taylor Swift.
Now now that it's been rescued from Weinstein hell, Dogma is returning to theaters.
Let's go.
Who wrote and directed the film?
Ben Affleck.
Question number four. NYPD Blue star Kim Delaney and her husband will not face charges in their domestic dispute. Which network aired NYPD Blue for 12 seasons?
CBS.
And question number five. Can you tell me which actress played the character of Cecilia in the 2020 psychological thriller, The Invisible Man?
No, I can't.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What? Nothing? Oh, okay, you made a little look at me. I didn't know if you were about to say something. Joe is on the way back from the doctor's. Hope everything is all right, Joe.
Yeah, back stuff.
Back stuff. That's what happens when you get to our age, Dan. Just call it back stuff.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Back pain doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Joe Kennedy, welcome back, by the way. Joe got 1 out of 5 correct. Suits! These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
When MGK called his new baby Celestial Seed, people thought that was her name. It's not. MGK says his wife will reveal her name when she's ready.
It's because they don't understand grammar, but it's okay.
Who is his wife?
Are they married?
They're not married.
They're not married. Megan Fox.
That is correct. All right. Well, who's the baby mama then?
There you go.
There you go.
I thought they got married.
They got engaged and they broke up.
They shared blood.
Yeah, they're twin flames.
1-0. Question number two. Which female artist released the album Lover in 2019?
Taylor Swift.
2-1. Now that it's been rescued from Weinstein hell, Dogma is returning to theaters.
Cannot wait.
Who wrote and directed the film?
Kevin Smith.
Remember when we interviewed him and we talked about that?
Sure do.
He's like, we'll never see that movie again because he wasn't going to pay for it.
Yeah.
3-1. Question number four. NYPD Blue star Kim Delaney and her husband will not face charges in their domestic dispute.
Oh, it's ABC.
Which network aired NYPD Blue for 12 seasons, Kennedy?
Sorry.
I don't know.
Yes, ABC is correct.
Sorry about that.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. It happens. I've given away more answers than I can count.
Oh, I heard CBC. I didn't even hear it.
Oh, he said ABC. We'll go 3-1. We won't give you that one, Kennedy. Question number five.
I said I didn't know.
Yeah. Which actress played the character of Cecilia in the 2020 psychological thriller, The Invisible Man?
Which year?
2020.
Oh, I don't know.
Elizabeth Moss, Kennedy.
Oh,
did you not see
that
one?
I don't think I
know that one. It's not a good one. It's not a good one.
Well, typically I love bad movies, so...
Yeah. It's not even a bad good movie.
Well,
or
then,
a good bad
understood.
Movie. 3-1 is the final score, Kennedy. Nice work. I'm sorry, Joe. You don't get the cash. It would have been too heavy on your back to carry all that money anyway.
Yeah, we give it to you in nickels.
Yeah. Joe, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Joe from Franklin, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.